All right.
I'll call the meeting to order of the Monday, June 17th, 2024, Town Council meeting for the Town of Curry Beach. Commissioner Ellen, if you would have a invocation, then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please bow your heads as I pray. Dear wise and loving Father, thank you on behalf of all who are gathered here today. Thank you for your many and abundant blessings. And thank you for life itself, for the measure of health we need to fulfill our callings, for sustenance and for friendship. Thank you for the ability to be involved in useful work and for the honor of bearing appropriate responsibilities. I pray for our mayor and the various levels of officials, and in particular for this assembled council. I'm asking that you would graciously grant them the wisdom to govern amid the conflicting interests and issues of our times, a sense of welfare and true needs of our people, a keen thirst for justice and rightness, confidence in what is good and fitting, the ability to work together in harmony, even when there is honest disagreement. And I pray for the agenda set before us today. Please give an assurance of what would please you and what would benefit those who live and work in and around our beloved town of Curry Beach. In your most blessed name, I pray. Amen.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item on the agenda tonight is the adoption or approval of the consent agenda. Do we have any items we need to pull for discussion, or I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Approved. Adoption of the agenda. Anything we need to add or delete? If not, I'll entertain a motion for that.
Make a motion. We approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, thank you. Do we have public comment, Meg?
I have one name, Paul Cosa.
I think that might have been.
That might have been from.
That's,
the other.
I think
that was from the other.
Yeah, that's yeah. From the. That was from the budget.
That's
meeting.
Right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. No, we don't have any.
Okay. We have anybody public comment?
No.
Okay. All right. Next item is a presentation from the marketing committee. Mark.
Good evening, Mayor, Oliver, and Commissioners. tonight, I'd like to do a quick walkthrough of the 2024-25 fiscal year marketing budget that was proposed by the Wilmington CDB and I believe was submitted to you for approval. As you may know, we meet quite frequently with the CDB and its agencies to discuss the marketing strategy and budgeting for the upcoming fiscal year, as well as the results from the previous current fiscal year. These meetings can be quite long, as there are many pieces to the overall marketing strategy that are reviewed in depth. Plus, the members of the KBMAC, with their various backgrounds, are not only very inquisitive, but bring different ideas and insights to help shape those meetings. While the funds are earmarked for use via legislation, the CBB and their agencies have been very good at collaborating with us and showing the value of each marketing area through reports, data, research, and analytics from a variety of tools and hard work by their team. We like the plan for the fiscal year, next fiscal year, and recommend that you approve it, but I'd like to touch on a few points again at a high level. For the most part, there wasn't a massive change, but I wanted to kind of hit the high points. Media, campaign fee, placement, went up about from $316,000 to $323,000. This is about it's only $8,000. But what's important about that piece is, you know, there's a dedicated portion that they use for KB, and then there's a unified portion that they spread across all the different towns. We recommended that KB Mac recommended 100% of the paid search, which is about $35,000 target in state versus the 75% that they wanted, especially Western North Carolina, much more active audience. There's plenty of opportunity to grow there to bring in people from the other side of the state. That seems to be the most active. So it wasn't a ton of money, but we asked them to move that over, which they agreed. Public relations and social media really didn't change. It's about $92,000, the same as last year. The only point of note there is that they zeroed out press trips because they had some funds in reserve, and then they moved some of that over to influencer marketing campaigns. As you might guess, influencers and social media are becoming more and more popular, so they're trying to include that in a lot of their marketing efforts as well. We still have some work to do in that area, in my opinion, but it's a good place to put some of that investment money. And then account management and strategic planning, creative, $59,000. That went up 15%. This is mostly labor. This is, you know, it's cost more for labor now, especially in the creative fields and in the marketing space. So this, to me, did not make us, it didn't surprise us. Plus, there's a little bit of additional work when you're talking about adding more video and more photography and stuff like that. It's just there's more labor involved in addition to the increase in labor cost. Another point is research. They increased that from 3,000 to 5,000. I'd like to see them increase that by more over time. This is an area that we, probably more so me, has been pushing on them for attention for quite some time, because it's mostly focused on increasing vacation rental data for research. And this is one of the things I've told you guys many times, is that we need to better understand what our occupancy rates are down here and what we can and can't manage in terms of occupancy. So they're starting to move a little bit of the funding over to that, which will help us. Online management, these are basically fixed costs for support and licensing fees. Minimal change, about 1.9%. It's probably below the industry standard, and I think that's a break because of the collective beaches that they manage. Images and video, 50% increase here. It's only from $10,000 to $15,000. And as you might guess, this is to support the shift to using more imagery and video, which is providing the best return. I mean, all the data shows that our best return, our best engagement is happening through the video that is going, believe it or not, on TVs now. Through some of the streaming channels, you can pick up ads about Curie Beach in the area. So they're going to spend a little more money to develop the imagery and the videos for YouTube and listening. Especially YouTube is the top performer. Another note here, this approach provides some cost efficiency benefits to Curie Beach by doing this in aggregate with the other beaches. However, the KB Mac emphasized the importance of making KB stand out uniquely, not duplicating the concepts or imagery for other beaches that they serve. One of the things that we wanted to make clear to them is that we want our own identity, and there are some marketing concepts that they're using that we wanted to make sure, and they've been very effective for us, but we want to make sure that it doesn't become like all the beaches down here has that same concept, and they agreed to that. So I'm going to keep an eye on that and make sure that doesn't change. And then the contingency, these fees are reserved for special promotions, research projects, short-term media opportunities, and crisis management plan. They reduced that $14,000 from the previous year because of the rollover balance. And note that the rollover balance is about $150,000. The CBB is recommending that we allocate $80,000 of that rollover to promote the Fort Fisher State Historic Site Plan expansion and reopening this fall. The KB Mac will be meeting to discuss this further before making a recommendation to you guys. That's not part of this recommendation tonight, but we want to talk through it as a group and give you a well thought out recommendation on that. So overall, it's a 1.75% increase from $522,000 to $531,000 for the next fiscal year. And so the KV back recommends that the KV County Council approve this budget. If during your reviews you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or Connie or anybody from the team, and I'll be glad to answer. This is stuff that I do all the time, so if you have questions, let me know.
Any questions before I make a recommendation?
You know, I do think this is a critical year with the long range plan, that so we should be able to set some of those goals for our individual things, and we'll make sure when that part rolls around that everybody here with the mic is involved in that.
I appreciate it. I agree with you. I think it is, we're at a critical place where we got to decide how we're going to manage occupancy and growth.
Yeah.
And it's you can see it's...
Well, the time is right. The time is right to do it with the plan being put in place this year.
And you know I'd love to help, so just let me know how I can help.
Okay. Thank you.
So I recommend that the town council approve the 2024-2025 marketing budget as prepared and submitted by the CVB.
You're making a motion, right?
Yeah, I'm making a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Any other discussion, questions?
I'm just not understanding. In yellow on your, it says dedicated. Is that fully dedicated? Is that 35,000, for instance, on Google search? Is that fully dedicated just to Curie Beach?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you break it down by month, it's really not a lot.
Okay.
Per month, so it's probably lower than I would recommend, but if we wanted to mark this city, I think that's focused exactly just for us.
Okay.
Okay. John, anything? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And now we're going to move into committee reports. Bike Ped Advisory. Candy, I think you're here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. I'm Candy Ashton, Forester, and I'm the Secretary of the Bike Pedestrian Committee, and tonight we'd like to share with you a project that's been on our strategic plan for the last 2 years, and we'd like to kind of start moving ahead with it. And that's the Spot Lane Connector Beautification Project. And as you can see, that's our beautiful already Spot Lane Connector. The first phase of the project has to do with replacing the fencing, and we would like to replace the existing sand fence with a split rail fence. The cost of that for materials is approximately $500, and we have money in our budget to do that. And we were hoping that we could use volunteers for that project. And then the other part of phase one is to add some signage. And as you'll notice, this is the signage that is part of the Island Greenway in Carolina Beach. And we think that carrying that theme, that same idea over into our Spotlight Connector would help people understand where they are and the beautification of it. We have the signs already, but we do need the signpost. And we probably would have to have Public Works do that for us. Okay, so those are two things that we'd like to move on immediately. And as I said before, we do have funding in the budget for the split rail fence, but need some guidance as to if we can use volunteers or not. And we would like to have some signposts installed for the signs that we already have. Okay.
Okay. Can you go back, Mandy? Would you go back to the first one? The fencing would just be on each side of the trail there. And it would make it look a little bit better there, where we have sand fencing down Spot Lane to keep people out of that drainage ditch there.
Right. It would just be on the front
Lane. Yes, sir, Mr. Jim.
Ma'am, when you say volunteers, you mean for the installation of the fence?
Yes. The committee members have volunteers do that.
My recommendation is any volunteers installing the fence would sign a waiver of liability, and you all to come to me, and we've got something we can alter pretty easily, so let's make sure we do that.
Okay. You all approve us doing that, we will definitely
Do the waiver. I don't know how the rest of council feels, but no more fencing than that is right there. I know Jimmy and his schedule's pretty tight right now, but just, I think I feel better our staff putting it in than volunteers.
I mean, I'm fine with that if we have the materials. If
the committee would buy the materials through your budget, unless if it's agreeable with everybody, we'll get Public Works to put the fence in. Yeah. It might not be before June 30th, but at least we can buy the fencing and have it in hand whenever Jimmy, and Jimmy couldn't be here tonight, but we'll talk it over with him.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that agreeable with everybody?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The phase two of the project, and phase two and phase three are just conceptual. What we would do is once we get to these phases, bring them back to you for your approval, of course. But we'd like to add some landscaping. This is just a picture of the landscape. I think we missed one, Andy. At a kiosk, and this is a picture of a new kiosk at Carolina Beach installed at the Alabama entrance to the Island Greenway. And as you can see, they have the map, the bike, hike, walk map of the island, and they also have a holder for doggy bags. So we would like to add a kiosk at phase two, which would probably be a lot later this year than the next fiscal year. And then along with that, do some landscaping. And as you can see, this is the landscaping that is around that kiosk at Alabama. We'd like to do some landscaping around various parts of the Spot Lane connector. We're talking with the New Hanover County Arboretum, and we would install only native plants, so they wouldn't need a lot of care. But that's like I said, once again, a conceptual idea. And once we get to that point, we would bring it all back to you with a design and everything. And then phase three would be, we would love to see some art and some murals in Curie Beach like they have in Carolina Beach. And first of all, maybe do the pump station. This is just an example. We've all seen this one in Carolina Beach with the butterflies. The cost of the mural, once again, this is conceptual, would range between $3,000 and $5,000. And I'm not sure about this one, but the one that you see at the lake is a wrap. It's not actually painted on that. I think it's a pump station also. But we would like to add that to the beautification project. So once again, that's a conceptual idea, and anytime, once we get to that point, we would come back to you for approval. So I think that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions or?
Questions, comments, anybody?
No, sir.
No. Thank you, Candy, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have the Community Center Committee. Nikki, anything to update us on?
They are in the process of purchasing some ping pong tables for the Community Center, and they're going to start some open play on Sunday afternoons in July, so just be on the lookout for that information when it's released, if you're interested.
Thank you. We don't have anybody here from, I know Byron's out of town.
I have something to say.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sorry, I was trying to get my
you have something to
okay. I was trying to get the agenda.
Okay.
But yes, for any of it, no PNC comment.
Okay. And Pete and marketing committee, I'm assuming you said all you're gonna say tonight. Thanks.
We're done.
Planning and zoning the same thing, Mandy?
Correct.
Okay, no report. Shoreline access and beach protection?
No report this month.
Stormwater committee.
No report.
No report
this month. That's right.
Okay, department head business.
One question. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
We need to set up a separate meeting, so I'll just to talk about this other investment for
the Fort Fisher.
For Fort Fisher, and so I'll probably work with you.
Yeah, just work with me.
Yeah.
I think initially it would just be me, you, and Alan.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, department head business. Mandy, administration.
I do not have really anything. I will introduce Judy Royal. She is helping with our minutes, and I can, and that's our staff on the back row of department heads, so they were kind of looking around. She's going to be helping out while Beth is out. So any information you need to get to me, just get it to me.
Okay.
I'll get it to her. Thank you.
Bethany is not here for development and compliance.
No, she's right there.
Where are you? Oh,
she's
I'm right sorry. There. I'm so sorry.
I don't have anything.
Nice. Your timing is very good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's my fault. You notice I don't have my glasses on tonight. I left them at home, so I'm sorry. I'll use that as my excuse. Finance, Arlen, do you have anything at this point? Fire department?
No updates, sir.
I see you back there, Chief. Police department, Mike?
No updates.
No updates. Public Works, Jimmy, did he give you anything, David?
Yeah, no real updates. The only one thing to point out is in the monthly report, just as we did the cross connect for our sewer lagoon versus Carolina Beach about 2.5 years ago now, you can see it's paying off. If you look, we treated almost twice as much water as we sent to Carolina Beach, and that's a savings for all our citizens, so that's very good.
Yeah.
And also, Mandy, on the links, all of the finance documents aren't coming up. If you can just look at that in the agenda.
Okay.
Or at least I can't get them to come up. Maybe it's just my computer. So I'll get with you afterwards. Sorry. I was trying to look at them and couldn't see them.
Recreation Department, Nikki? Everything moving, right? Just for general knowledge, y'all, these department head reports from up and down the agenda are really a good indication. They're there every month for, just like David said, it tells the number of gallons of water we pumped and the number of gallons we treated. It gives you a good indication of everything from finances through all the way through to the recreation department of everything being done. Old business, Mr. Eldridge.
Yes, sir, Mayor. Thank you. Sure. And you can get this in this study. I believe my document starts on your page 39. I'm going to refer to my page numbers at the bottom, but it should come up on what's up on the screen right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too much to say on this. These text amendments are pursuant to the discussion we had last month where we established some civil penalties that weren't articulated and which need to be articulated based on how code enforcement works under this. Under our code. I did take the occasion to start off on a different foot. The very top provision that's amended 1.08.010, that's actually a criminal provision, so you wonder why I'm talking about civil penalties. If you look at the paragraph that I struck out compared to the second paragraph in red, paragraph A, I wanted to be perfectly clear how the code works criminally based on the statute 14-4. Because we use misdemeanors quite a bit through the code. And 14-4 says that violating a city ordinance is a misdemeanor and shall be fined $50. It can be fined more than $50, up to $500, but the code has to state that higher amount. I just want to be perfectly clear on that. The other two that I would point out starts with the Article 806 fire nuisances. It starts at the bottom of page one. You'll see that I've struck out some language. Let's just do this. If you turn to page two, is a continuation of that Article 806. It enumerates several violations or prohibited activities. Likewise, on top of page three, the first two-thirds of that page again articulates or sets forth additional prohibitions. But if you really look, if you take the time to read all those provisions that we just turned the page for, you'll see that there are inconsistencies about what is enforceable, how it's enforceable, and what part of the code is enforceable. So I struck out those confusing texts and simply added at the very bottom of page 3 a catch-all, 8.06.040, any person violating the provisions of this article, so it's all of 8.06, shall be subject to a civil penalty of 50 for the first offense, and a person violating a second time shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and fined to set forth in that statute that I mentioned. If you turn the page, you'll recall that we had a discussion last month about how serious it can be when development approvals are violated or when a stop work order is violated, and council reached a consensus for the violation of a development approval resulting in a civil penalty of $250. Likewise, council reached a consensus on a violation of the stop work order for $750, and those provisions have been added and are set forth in red. And that is basically it in terms of the highlights, so to speak. The other point that I would mention is these are code provisions. Tonight, with the budget budget matter, you'll be adopting a fee schedule. Arlen and I have worked very carefully and took some time to do it. That fee schedule is now completely up to date. All these civil penalties are in there. Anything else that it might have been missing is in there. Inconsistencies have been cleaned up. So that fee schedule is in the best shape, civil citation-wise, and it's been in, ever since Arlen told me about it 3 years ago. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer. Otherwise, I would ask council to entertain a motion to approve these text amendments.
Any questions for Jim?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Make a motion we adopt as presented.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next we have new business. Have a couple items. Arlen, I think you're up with the budget.
So the budget still stands with the 7 funds budgeted just as we discussed at the main meeting, and no changes. And the only other thing I wanted to do is, we've covered this also before, but you know, the key points for the budget for fiscal year 25, general fund, there is a tax increase, 2.42 cents, 9.1%, 25% garbage collection fee increase, 5.3% recycle collection fee increase, includes a new position in the police department, and that general fund also has capital expenditures of approximately $638,000. In the water and sewer fund, there we are proposing a 10% rate tier increase. There will be no change to the minimum charge. And this fund has capital expenditures of about $460,000. Stormwater fund, no fee changes, and capital expenditures of $150,000. And then related to all the funds is just the compensation actions that were included in the, for full-time employees included in the budget, which is a 3.2% cost of living adjustment and 2.8% merit increase pool. So those are kind of the key points for the budget. Like I said, there's no changes from what was discussed at the main meeting.
Okay. Arlen, we all appreciate the job that you and the department heads have done to put this budget together. I know it's not been necessarily an easy one, but I think it's a good budget, and we're thankful for the work everybody's done. Anybody have any comments, or I'll entertain a motion. Oh, excuse me, let me ask a question just real quick. Do we need to do a separate one for the fees, or can we just do it all together in one motion?
I believe we can do it all together.
As the previous ordinances did them all together.
Did them all together. So it'd be the budget ordinance and the fee schedule.
That's my understanding.
Okay, thank you.
Make a motion that we accept the fiscal year 24-25 budget ordinance and the 24-25 town fee schedule.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Like? Motion passes. Thank you, Arlen. The next item is consideration and action on resolution R-2406, exempting certain engineering and surveying agreements for the Minnie Brooks Act. And this is for the CAMA grant we received to get started on that project, and I'll turn it over to you.
I need to go back a little bit, the location of that.
L Avenue, access number 140.
Just a couple of points for the benefit of council members who may not be aware of it and for the public. If you're using surveyors, engineers, or architects, you have to go through a qualification. You have to solicit a response from engineers, architects, and surveyors as to their qualifications. And that's fairly comprehensive and time-consuming experience. That's before you even get to, and you're not allowed to negotiate on the price of that. The statutes recognize that sometimes that's not efficient, and they provide an opportunity to exempt contracts with architects, engineers, and surveyors that are $50,000 or more from that particular procurement process. What we've got tonight are three different contracts, each one below $50,000, all three combined into resolution that exempts them from the Minnie Brook Act requirements. It's always comforting to know that the exemption is not based strictly on the contract price, but on, as this town tends to do, on demonstrated competence. One of these contracts are for the beach access ramp that the mayor mentioned. We're utilizing for design services and some analysis and for helping out with the bid and I believe for on-site inspections during the construction process. Andrew Engineers, I can't remember the exact name, I think that's it. Andrew Consulting Engineers. And we've worked with Andrew Consulting Engineers before or currently on the boardwalk analysis and investigation at that location that you all know better than I can ever remember. And I believe Neil Andrew, the principal of CRC, Coastal Resource.
He is the vice chair of it, yes.
So and, they definitely know the
And he's also, that firm has also designed and basically has done the same type of work for a lot of state parks and stuff, so got some good reference on them.
And they're very excellent to work
yeah.
with. The other two agreements are, one is with S and ME for the geotechnical services regarding the pilings that will go to support the ramp, and then there's also an agreement, let's see, $48,000 for Andrew, $9,800 for the geotechnical, and $3,172 for the survey. And I believe the geotechnical firm and the surveying firm were utilized by Andrew as their own consultants with respect to the boardwalk agreement.
You're correct.
We have demonstrated competence. But ultimately, we're looking to exempt them from the Minnie Brooks Act. You have a proposed resolution in front of you. Unless you have any questions for me, you could entertain a motion to adopt the resolution which exempts them and authorizes the mayor to execute those agreements.
Any questions?
No, sir.
No.
I make a motion that we adopt resolution R24-06.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Thank you.
Thank you,
Jim. Okay, next item is mayor updates. Just one main thing that I'd like to discuss tonight. I know some of you have read in the newspapers that the Port Authority is looking to deepen the navigational channel from 42 feet to 47 feet to help get larger ships into the port. They're going, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is undergoing a study right now, environmental assessment, it's what's called a 403, and they are holding some public meetings to discuss everything from water quality to economics to just mitigation and other things. I've attended four of these online, 2 hours each, and then attended a workshop or a open house that they held in Wilmington last week. At some point, I will be writing a letter to send to them with our comments and our concerns that basically going to relate a couple points. One is that we're in favor of the port. We're not against the port and what they're trying to do, but we're also wanting to make sure our water supply is protected. So if they dredge down, five more feet, that is potential to for salt water and to infiltrate our groundwater and our aquifers. And so that could be devastating to us for future of our water supply. So I'm continuing to work on that. Y'all will get the copy of the letter ahead of time to review and make sure y'all don't have any other comments on it. But we're trying to stay ahead of the game and make sure we're protecting our water for many years to come. So that's all I have. Any commissioner items, Dennis?
Just general survey, general information about our parking program. We are doing well in parking this year. Number of visitors that have been parking here in Cary Beach is up from previous years. And I think most of you can probably tell from the amount of traffic that we're seeing here in Cary Beach. But parking program is operating efficiently and we're on target to reach our goals, budget goals for this year.
Thank you. David?
So just two things. One, appreciate the mayor's work on the water issue, and anything you need us to help, I'm sure the rest of the council is there for it, so excellent job. Then number two, just please make sure you've signed up for the emergency alerts, both with Cary Beach and with New Hanover County. I sent out our hurricane letter this past week, and I don't think everyone in town has signed up for our emergency alerts, and I think that's not a good thing. So if you could talk to your neighbors, encourage them to do that. It's not just hurricanes. When there's issues that come up, we do get the word out. And it could be street closures. It could be something happening at Matsu. It could be the nuclear power plant. So it's not just hurricanes, and I encourage you to reach out to your fellow citizens for the town and encourage them to sign up.
Is it easy to sign up?
It is very easy. You go to our website, and it's two clicks.
On
you put
our
in.
Website.
Mm-hmm. And my letter, it has the links for it.
That includes the county as well?
The county's on there. We link to them as well. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
John, anything?
If you signed up previously, does it stay in effect?
It should stay in effect.
Yeah,
it
stays in effect. It should stay in effect.
Yes, sir.
John?
I do have one item. As you know, I'm the town's representative to the Wilmington Planning Organization, and they put out a press release on Friday of this, just two or three days ago, and they had a meeting on Saturday that the public was invited to, so most people didn't know about that. But let me just highlight a couple of items what this is about. The Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, WMPO, and the North Carolina Department of Transportation Integrated Mobility Division are in the process of conducting a feasibility study to determine the most suitable route for a Wilmington downtown trail, not connected to what's going on over here, which is proposed to parallel Burnt Mill Creek from Archie Blue Park area to Forest Hills Drive near Forest Hills Elementary School. This project was identified as the number one project priority in the 2013 Wilmington, New Hanover County Greenway Plan. It goes on and talks about it, and not only was there a meeting on Saturday on Princess Street, there is a meeting tomorrow. If anybody was be interested, I will say where and when. If you want, don't have something to write with, come up after the meeting, I'll give it to you. But it's tomorrow at the Family YMCA at 2710 Market Street from 4 to 6 p.m. And you can go and make comments and an input on what you might like this trail to do and where you'd like for it to go. Now there's also, if you can't make it tomorrow, a survey that is on the WMPO website, and it will be available until July the 15th. So you got about a month to work with that feasibility study. And I will ask our admin people to post this in a news blurb from Curie Beach, so you'll be able to afford yourself of that opportunity to look into this downtown trail. Thank you.
Connie, you have anything?
No updates.
No updates? Okay. We have no. We do not have a closed session tonight, so we will. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned.
Well, that's the fastest ever.
This is the fastest meeting.
Of course, we're here all day.
Yeah. Since I've been here, yeah.